Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders, where we learn about the bold path of building digital products that sell themselves. Let's listen to product leaders who can give us a glimpse into the innovative thinking process. Showcasing and celebrating these awesome folks, I'm your host, UX and product design veteran, Thomas Watkins. Welcome to Product-Led Growth Leaders. We've got a great guest for the show today, Mike Thompson. He is CEO of Learner Mobile, which is an award-winning LMS. Mike, welcome to the show.
Hey, Thomas. Great to be here.
Yeah, great to have you. Super brief intro I gave there. What would you like for folks to know about you, for them to understand who you are professionally and what kind of led to what you're doing today?
Yeah, great start to the podcast, and thank you for the opportunity. I come from the advertising industry. I spent several years in the advertising industry and loved it. Love the creative process, love the storytelling side of things. And we had a lot of success in the ad business. We supported Walmart and Procter & Gamble and Coca-Cola and all of the real cool brands that you love to support as an ad agency. But my wife and I lost our first son to leukemia, and it's one of those deals where you just get punched hard, and you realize that life is short. You have no control. It's precious. You want to make it count. And I observed a lot of people walking the halls inside of corporations that just were bored or sad or depressed, and they couldn't wait until they turned 65 until they could retire and then start living and having fun. And I thought, my gosh, you don't know if you get tomorrow. And it hit me enough to where I did something really dumb, and I sold out of that agency and said, you know what, I'm going to get involved in the talent side of things, and I'm going to come alongside of workers. And just, there was a great quote that was I found from a guy named Howard Thurman, old author named Howard Thurman. He said, don't ask yourself what the world needs. Ask yourself what makes you come alive and go do that. Because what the world needs is people who have come alive. And I just said, you know what? That's what I want to do. I want to lean into the talent side. And so I started this company, and Learner Mobile is what we call a next generation learning management system that is built for those field-based workers that have so been ignored in training and just in leaning into their success, but not just their success, but their significance. And so Learner Mobile, is that modernized LMS that meets the needs of today's field-based worker. And we get to work with those people every day, be a part of their lives, and help them grow and succeed and find significance in their work every day.
Yeah, we're going to dive deep into the solution there. But first of all, condolences to you and your family. And then congratulations to you for making that leap. I see studies that show that when people have serious life situations, a lot of times they come back questioning, what the heck am I doing every day?
Sure.
Doing this corporate machine, I need to do something more meaningful and more purposeful.
Yeah.
And that's just so important. And it really does hit you. It's almost, I think everyone should try to figure out what they love doing, and then just so they can be alive in their day-to-day work. Sure.
But yeah, we call that a crucible experience, where just you go through that oven, that period of intense heat, and you just can't come out unchanged, unfortunately.
Yeah. Yeah. And with that being said, before we get into the LMS, let's take some time for the audience to appreciate the problem. Before the LMS, you mentioned that it's field workers and there's a need that's not getting met very well today, right? So you have field workers who regular corporations who have their learning management systems and employees are able to get what they need, but field work is fundamentally different in a lot of ways.
Sure.
And so let's flesh out what the difficulty and the problem is there.
Yeah, it started. So we've done a lot of work with Walmart over the years, and they certainly have taught us so much. And they're certainly a field-based organization. They have 2 million associates all around the world, and thousands of stores. And what we used to do for them was we used to develop training for those field-based workers. And oftentimes they would fly to Bentonville, Arkansas, and they would stay there for 2 weeks, get their onboarding and their training, and then they'd go back to the stores. A lot of problems with that. expensive airline tickets, expensive lodging, off the floor for 2 weeks, so they're not in front of the customer. And then let's face it, retail sometimes has that turnover issue where people are there for 6 months or whatever. And so it was just really expensive and it was taking people away from the customer. And so Walmart said, we have to do this differently. And so we had the opportunity to be a part of their strategy planning for how we're going to change that. And so we went into the stores, and when we came out, we said, you know what? It's got to be on a mobile device. It's got to support them in the flow of their work. No more going to the back room or the break room for 3 or 4 hours. No more flying to corporate headquarters. Let's give them that micro learning in 3 minutes or less. Give them what they need, quick in, quick out, and take care of the customer and do all of that on a mobile device in a self-paced, on-demand way. And so that's what we built with Learner Mobile. And it's really been an exciting journey that's delivering some fantastic results.
Let's identify what kind of field workers we're working about. Is it a specific, is it a broadly any sort of blue collar applied work, or is it much more of a specific?
Yeah, I think it's blue collar, it's white collar, it's old, it's young, it's everywhere right now. We're seeing the workforce strive to be untethered. Especially when COVID hit, we realized that people left the corporate offices and they were still working, and then but they haven't shown back up quite how they did before. And so we've done a lot of research on that field-based worker over the last few years, before COVID, during COVID, after COVID, post-COVID. And what we found is that the field-based worker wants to be untethered. They like to be in front of the customers. They want to win every day. They don't want to win their career. They don't want to win 10 years from now, 20 years from now, or win once they retire. They want to win every single day. And so they want to be recognized every single day. And so for them, just having that on-demand, constant access, no matter where they are, if they're a nurse in a clinic, they get their training on the mobile device. If they're a worker on an oil rig out in the middle of the ocean, even where there's no Wi-Fi, they want to be able to access their SOPs. If they're a car wash tunnel attendant, they want to know how to take care of that customer and even sell them subscriptions. So it's even a sales kind of deal. So that on-demand, bite-size, quick in, quick out content that is fresh and relevant that they can easily access is what they want. And they just love performing in that untethered way in the field.
And then for the company, the win is that you're able to get the materials to them better. So let's now dive into the solution that you're offering, which is that it's an LMS, but it's better than the competitors. In what way? What are some of the differentiators for you guys?
Yeah, LMSs have been around for decades and decades. It's been around for a long time. And so what has happened is LMSs, in some sense, have become dinosaurs. They weren't able to evolve with the technology of today. And it's hard, because what I might equate them to is a lot of the old legacy LMSs they're like aircraft carriers. They're hard to turn. They're big, they're clunky, they're hard to turn. And we just know the speed of business today. Business moves much faster. You've got to be much more nimble. Competitors make decisions faster. Customers are way more finicky than they used to be. Innovation happens at lightning speed. And so those old LMSs were built to hang on and serve up content that is 3, 4, 5 years old. Today, content that's up on an LMS for 3 months is now too old. So we've got to get our modernized LMSs have got to be able to produce content much faster, because it's got to have a much shorter shelf life. So before, you were spending $100,000 to build a training, a safety course or a safety curriculum. You know what? That safety curriculum gets updated all the time now as regulations change and things evolve. So you've got to be able to build that safety course or that safety curriculum much cheaper and much faster, and make sure that it is easily updatable. And the old systems just aren't equipped to do that. And that's been the emergence of the modern LMSs.
Yeah, so it is so interesting because you think about the big organizations, especially government ones, and there's so much red tape and there's so much stuff. And you have to say, okay, let's have meetings 3 times a week for 5 months, and then we'll put together this perfect thing, and then it'll be long, and then we'll start filming. And it's this giant bloated thing, and you end up with all this stuff, and someone's got to write the content, and then people barely pay attention to it, and when it even goes out there, and but then if we think about just how the modern world is, the way we get our news, the way we interact socially online, it's just a whole different ballgame. So it sounds like you're rising to that occasion and you're just updating the way we now consume information, consume media, and it's just fitting with the times.
Yeah, you think of, I think the term is convenience. Everybody today demands convenience. You demand convenience ordering a ride. You demand convenience accessing your favorite playlist. You demand convenience for your favorite TV series or drama. You demand convenience when you're ordering your cup of coffee. We live in a world, you demand convenience. So many people, including me, find myself no longer watching hour-long shows. We're watching 30-second reels. And now that's just the modernization that we're experiencing today. So you can't ignore that. And when you think about your own workforce, when they show up to work, they've seen convenience in all aspects of their lives. They better be able to experience that same kind of convenience at work. And so those LMSs have got to elevate in order to be able to deliver that convenience. And the best ones, the most modernized, best LMSs today get that. And they're making content very easily accessible to their workers in a way that they can consume it according to their own unique learning style, at their own pace, according to their own objectives, in order to take the best care of the customer or do their job the best way possible. And convenience has a lot to do with that.
Yeah. And so with you leading this kind of product, so first of all, where do you guys fall along the lines of services versus fully software, a self-serve software? Are you doing a lot today to help set up your clients, or are they logging in and getting going?
Yeah, it's such a great question. We are so different, I think, Thomas, in that. And we have, a pretty strong competitive advantage because we started as a services organization. We had instructional designers, curriculum developers, graphic designers, media production people. And we knew that we basically were a billable hours organization that augmented our clients to build their training. But we knew we had to lean into the software side to scale our organization, to meet those frontline workers, to drive the costs down. And so that's when we leaned into the technology. And so now we're both a services organization and a software organization. But from a software standpoint, we have the authoring tool built right in. So people can, they don't have to go to a third party. They don't have to go to a different authoring tool. They can sign up with our organization, get the authoring tool for free, where other authoring tools cost. And novice creators can now, with AI as a central feature, they can now create award-winning training in minutes, not months. And it's a game changer. So if you think about that, you're like, do you still have your services team, your instructional designers, your graphic designers, your media production people? Absolutely. But now they're not caught in the lower level production work. They're able to rely on AI to do that, just like novice creators are in internal organizations. And now they can focus on elevating the experience. So we've really embedded AI to drive the speed. And we've given our instructional designers the ability to give that valuable oversight and elevate the experience. And we've actually hired more people because of AI. AI has not replaced their jobs at all. It's actually increased the number of people that are in this organization. So all of that effort with the authoring and all of that has really just changed the game for us. And we're able to do a lot more a lot faster for a lot less. And that's really helped us achieve scale.
So it seems like you're largely, because LMS, there's so much that goes into it. There's such a wide array of things that are happening in an LMS. There's the organization of content. There's the setting up of curriculums or learning programs. But then there's like the content. So it sounds like a lot of this, is that a large share of what your company's involved with is facilitating the content production of things?
Absolutely. Yeah. So we've got, like I said, two sides of our business where we have that production organization. And then we have the software in Learner Mobile that is the deployment mechanism. And we tried to say, can we do both? We didn't know. We didn't know if we could do both. We didn't know if we could both be a services organization and a systems organization. So we talked to our clients and we asked them their thoughts, and our clients are the best in the world. And their thumbprint is all over our organization. And they said, you can do both. And they grew with us. And what we found was having both is a significant strength, because we can still augment those clients, even if they're doing things internally, even if they're creating the content internally with our authoring tool. If they ever run into a capacity need or a capability need, they know that we're there. They know that we understand their business, and we can quickly ramp up for them when they need us to. And then we can quickly go away from a production side when they want us to as well. And so it really works extremely well, both of those systems and services working together for the client.
Any startup that's on the innovating edge of things has to foster internally an innovative mindset on the team.
Right.
You're leading this effort. What are some of the things that you do to ensure that your team is thinking innovatively and in the best position to create in the way that they need to create?
Yeah. Great question. For us, it's all about culture. It starts with culture. Yes, we have strategy. As Peter Drucker once said, I think it was him. I hope it was him. But he said, culture eats strategy for breakfast. Mm-hmm. I wholeheartedly believe that. I've seen it. Our culture is built on speed. Speed is a competitive advantage, and it drives every decision that we make. It influences our feature and functionality of our platform. It drives how we make decisions. Decisions are pushed down through the organization. They happen at all levels. We don't have a fear of failure. We know we're going to fail at times, but we're going to learn quick. We're going to admit it, and we're going to apply it. And so that speed kind of aspect has really driven our innovation. We certainly in our culture have an offensive mindset where we love creating ideas and standing things up quickly and helping them evolve into continuous improvement. We don't demand perfection. Really what we shoot for is progress, knowing that we're never going to achieve perfection, but we're always going to get better and better every day. And so I think it has a lot to do with our culture, and we value that speed, that innovation, that continuous improvement, that collaboration, that humility in showing up to work every single day, not falling in love with your own ideas, but showing up willing to hear the tough feedback and working with others to get to the right idea. And that's been really advantageous for us.
Yeah. So it looks like that quote came from Peter Drucker. Is that thought it came
Thank
from?
Goodness.
Culture eats strategy for breakfast. From my search, that's what looks like it came up. Yeah. Came
with, I thought it was him, but I wouldn't know.
Wanted to make sure you didn't want to. Yeah. No. Ladies and gentlemen, we've been speaking with Mike Thompson of Learner Mobile. How can people get started with Learner Mobile, and where can they find you?
Yeah, thank you, Thomas. We're at learnermobile.com, and there's all kinds of information. There's a beautiful, wonderful hero video there that just talks about all the functionality, features, and things like that. But it also gets into all of the value proposition of what Learner Mobile brings. And we're in the news often, and there's some articles and case studies and things like that I think are pretty interesting for people.
Nice, nice. All right, Mike, thank you for joining us in the show today.
Yeah, thank you, Thomas. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you for tuning in. Join us next time on Product-Led Growth Leaders. Take care.